Hey, Ibalia.
How's it going?
Not much. We're recording now. Was there something specific that you wanted to talk about?
Lead on to that after if you have any questions for me.
Okay. I guess I have a couple of questions. What was it like being in the occupation with the elders for the entire time?
Well, I'm probably one of the very few people, actually. Yeah, I think the only person who could say I was there from the first minute all the way till the last. And it was the occupation was very empowering for me. Not only being part of an occupation, but also because, all the elders were there, all the unchis, the grandmothers were there, and they're fighting for something, for standing up for themselves, for their rights. Standing up against all the atrocities, the abuse, and the corruption. And it felt really good though because I realized I'm from Rosebud Indian Reservation. I'm Sichanku, but it was very empowering being among the Oglala people because they still have that warrior spirit within inside of them, and that was very, very strong, and it was very revitalizing to me, in my heart. Because I was actually part of a cause. I was actually standing up for the elders, and it just felt good, Still brings tears to my eyes whenever I deeply think about it, because, those elders, they're gonna travel on someday, and I was there to protect them, And it was very, I don't know, it's really edifying. Spiritually edifying.
Oftentimes the occupation's been described as a protest, but in reality it was a spiritual event. Can you explain why that is?
Well, it was spiritually based because, we follow our spiritual ways and we enforce those, with our sacred Chanumpa, our pipe. And we had that inside of the occupation building, inside the Elderly Meals building. And we always prayed, before we ate, in a circle. We'd stand in a circle, and there's times we'd pray, and the grandmother would call us security, I'll check you, I guess, it's time to pray. Well, now I'll check you up, but we would always do that, and we always kept our fire because the fire was our first altar, and that's what security was in charge of taking. We had to keep this fire going 24/7, couldn't let it out, and we're always constantly watching the fire. And there's a lot of bad propaganda that was spread about us it being an armed occupation, and we're starting trouble with other people, but it wasn't even like that. One of our security was there, our warriors, our Tokalas were there to protect the elders because the police would always come and, try to display their authority. But beyond that fence line, inside of our perimeter, we're free, We're free. We stood up to authority and told them, we have everything under control. If you want to come in, take off your firearm. We don't allow firearms inside of here because we have this sacred Chanupa inside. And so we strongly enforced that. And it was very, I don't know, it was very powerful though, because all of our young warriors who were there to protect the elders, there's several times when we'd switch off to go into an ipi or sweat lodge and everything, just to purify our minds and, help give us more strength and encouragement to each other. And that was really strong too. But we always kept those things in mind. It had a very strong spiritual foundation.
Did outside of the fence, did y'all have any other problems aside from the police?